Hello, and today on Radio Gorgeous Red Bed, I'm delighted to be chatting to the Vignettes, who are Pippa D. Collins and Lizzie Dean, two very accomplished and experienced singers and musicians, and the best of friends. Their cabaret show brims with a feel-good mix of songs covering genres from musical theatre and jazz to pop, with a smattering of classical and original songs thrown in for good measure, all accompanied by a live band. So, Pippa and Lizzie, a very warm welcome to Radio Gorgeous.
Hello. Thank you. Hello. I'm loving the bed.
It's
very red.
Exactly.
The red bed.
So the Vignettes, how did it come about?
Well, so this is Lizzie. Yeah. We started singing together in a vocal harmony trio group, and we just became very close friends. And
how long ago was this?
That was probably about nine years ago.
So
somebody else organised it and you were invited along and you didn't know each other?
Well, you fill her in because
Lizzie came into it about 6 months after me, and she just blew me away with her. I mean, her voice anyway is extraordinary.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, you're quite good.
Thanks.
You think about doing it for a job or something.
Should we do a show or something?
Let's do a show. But also, she had a people think they can do harmonies, but it's a real skill to have the ability to just do real harmonies on the fly without, anything written down. You just do it. And she was one of the first people I've met who I felt I could really click with in that world. And we just vibed off each other, and it was brilliant. And when we left that group, we knew we wanted to do something together that really balanced each other out and gave each other the freedom to be who we were.
And worked with our harmonies as well. That was such a big part of it. That's one thing I loved about when I first met you, is because we obviously have a classical background and quite a deep understanding of music from a classical point of view. Lots of years of training, piano, singing lessons, violin,
choir,
flute. Yeah. So we just clicked very quickly. So when we put this idea of the Vignettes together, we've got quite a good little bit of banter and humour.
Because you say it's a bit funny as well, but comedy.
It's funny, but it's partly just because we abuse each other on stage,
You abuse me and I take it, and then I attempt to give it back and it just falls flat.
I think it's an interesting show because we talk about, it's truth. It's our background and why we got into what we do. But behind all the banter, there's an absolute adoration and respect for each other, and that comes across. And I think people are responding to us, and we're getting more followers because they're seeing the friendship on stage. And it's that real balance of friendship, respect, love, but also that's why we can have the banter and the fun.
And what's really important about the Vignettes is that we want people to feel very much part of the show. Mm. So we get them involved, but it's just...
How?
Well, you have to come to the show and find out, won't you? See what I did there.
Is it sing-along, clap-along?
It's more than sing-along. I'd say it's more we try and get them singing in harmony, even in a show.
Yeah.
We prove that anyone can sing, and not just sing, but you can get any room turned into a choir in about 8 seconds if you talk right. And so we'll just literally split the room and go, right, you guys do this, and we'll get the guys in the band involved. So they're all on mics as well, so they can help guide. And you end up with sort of 4 or 5 part harmony going on.
It's what sort of songs do you choose that everybody knows?
Well, we might stack something up. So in the past, I don't know whether or not we'll do this, but that song... Don't Worry, Be Happy.
Yeah.
Don't worry. Mm-hmm. So you might start off with like a bass line that we give
bum,
some...
Bum, bum.
That kind of thing, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And then we just kind of do some little rhythm bits for the middle parts. And then we've got that...
They're normally the drum girls sitting on the front row.
That's it, yeah.
They go right up there. Like, come down a bit.
Teaching harmony. And before you know it, you're just kind of designating these parts. And then we're all, we keep repeating it. That's the secret of singing in harmony. Just keep repeating it.
Yeah.
And then,
what do you think? It sounds better because it sort of keep repeating, and it sounds more musical, and it.
Well, it's a way to teach
into place.
It. It's a way to teach it. You can't teach. Mm. We wouldn't want to use the show, half an hour of the show to teach an actual song. So what you do is just do small kind of snippets, really. So I might go for a bass line, for example, boom, ba da da. Ba-da-da-bum, ba-da-da-bum.
And so
they'll remember that and just keep repeating that, and then we'll start pointing. So just do that. You try that. So
boom, ba-da-da.
That's it. So that's the bass.
Ba-da-da-dum. She's so bossy.
Da-da-dum. So then just do
it. Da-da-dum. 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 Da-da-dum.
Don't worry. Be happy.
Yeah, there we go. Chucking it on top. So there you go.
God, it's so exciting. But it must just lift the roof and everybody gets in a good mood because they're all joining in.
It is. That's the thing.
But they don't have to join in. You'll get some people going, I'm not flipping singing.
They say that at the beginning and by the end.
By the end of it, they're all swinging their pants and dancing on the tables.
It has been proven that singing is good for the soul. It releases endorphins. There are doctors genuinely who are out there saying that everyone should find a singing group.
I think it's the most spiritual thing you can do as well. I think voices together is moving.
Definitely.
And I also think it's the highest art. I do. And I think it's a thing that we've done since before any other art. You know, singing must be it. Singing and dancing
it's
are it,
primal,
aren't they?
It's primal and it's, you know, expression from the heart. And everyone can do it. Even if people say, I can't sing, it doesn't matter.
It can make a noise.
Yeah, exactly.
If you can talk, you can sing. We carry our instrument around with us. Some of us are luckier than others. Some of us are born with it. Some of us train hard. But ultimately, if you've got someone who knows what they're doing in front of you, they will guide you. And I love that.
So tell us what's sort of, because you say, there's something for everybody in the show. Tell us a few numbers that we'll all be able to relate to.
Well, we start with a little bit of vintage.
Yeah, so we're going to start a bit of jazz. You like your jazz, don't you, Josephine?
Yeah.
So we start with a bit of jazz, and we just literally go...
What sort of song?
Well, we do a song called...
We do Sisters by Rosemary Clooney.
Yeah, we all know that.
We do Little Rock. Marilyn and Jane, that's a good one.
I do a very good Marilyn Monroe.
That's Lizzie talking. Yeah, I'm the busty brunette, so that's not me. We do a classical number, but we've actually put some comedy. I don't want to say too much about that one, but it's very funny. Mm. It gets a big laugh, but it's sung properly. Mm. And then we've got a lovely...
So Pippa loves musical theatre. Yeah. She lives...
Breathe.
That's my world. I did a very scrunchy arrangement of Bridge Over Troubled Water, where we get the guys singing as well, so the show actually ends up with everyone on mics on their own harmony. That's, you know, and I'd given away the end of that one, but it's worth I don't mind that. But then Lizzie did this brilliant Lizzie does one of her own songs in the show as well, which is a gorgeous.
I wrote the song, because I have.
You wrote it by your own.
I wrote the theme tune. I sang the theme tune. So I wrote an album and I put an album out quite a few years ago, which is probably about 12, 15 years ago.
Yeah, you were 10 when you did that.
Yeah, oh, bless you. That's exactly why I work with you. So it's just a song from that album. But it tends to go, it's funny, it tends to go down really well. People seem to like the lyrics.
And that's do you do that solo then?
Yeah, I do.
So you do the odd song solo then?
Well, yeah, so we do some duets and then we do, so Pippa will smash out an incredible musical theatre song, and then I'll do like more kind of pop soul, less pop, but more kind of soul funk or original songs. Yeah. So we'll do that.
We've got a mashup that we do. We won't give that one away, but Act Two opens with a mashup where
you start
with a song and then everyone in the band at different points comes in with another one, and then we put them
because
all together.
Because it's got the same sort of...
Exactly the same chord structure.
Yeah.
But that's the gag.
Yeah.
What else? We've got a nice moment in Act Two where we do a couple of duets.
It's called a tear jerkers.
Yeah.
In a good way.
Yeah.
In a good way.
Yeah. Act Two's got our sort of poignant duets.
Well, you've got to make them laugh and cry, darling.
Well, that's it. We want to take people on a journey.
Yeah.
So I want them coming out feeling like they've had a little tear because it's been so emotive.
It's such fun!
And they're allowed to drink all the way through the show as well.
And it's pizzas there,
and
isn't
pizzas,
it?
Pizzas, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean,
what more could you want?
On the King's Road in London, just to
let you know. Absolutely.
Yeah, this is the Pheasantry.
Eric Clapton used to live there.
God,
I didn't know that.
Well, there you go.
I never knew that.
Yeah,
I can't remember where. Yeah, so did I, but it was always... When I arrived in the 80s, it was always this kind of dodgy bar.
Yeah, I used to live in Tooting, less glamorous. There we go.
Well, I was Oakley Street. Where were you?
Oh, I was on Cheyne Walk.
My God.
Are you like really rich and you haven't told me?
Yeah.
No, I've just like to pull that out of the bag. And
you know who else lived there? Keith Richards. Did you ever see him?
And I used to live... No, I didn't. Mm. But I used to live...
For the listeners, I'm quite bored now.
We used to live next door to Bryan Adams as well, so...
Oh, yeah.
That was on Cheyne Walk.
Yeah.
So. How did I not know any
any of this.
Well, there you go.
Can you got his number? Yeah.
You should listen to this podcast.
Well, I will. I'm learning loads about you.
So backgrounds. Okay, so I'm imagining you are musical theatre.
Not actually. No, I was raised very like Lizzie, very classically. I played the violin, the piano. My mum is a professional musician, singer, and my dad's an actor who was obsessed with classical music. Well, is obsessed with classical music.
So is your mum the classical singer then?
Very much. Classical soprano. She was in the BBC Singers for years. Did amazing jobs. She's worked with, you know, Elton John, Paul McCartney. She did she toured with Pink Floyd when they used to have classical choirs singing with them. She's amazing.
Done everything.
She has done everything.
And she's got a brilliant voice.
She now teaches at Lambda and still teaches the choristers at St Albans Abbey. So she's great. And then
so you didn't go to drama school?
No, I went to Manchester Uni and did music. I thought I was going to be a violinist, to be honest. My grandfather played the viola with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra for most of his life and did all the film sessions and things. And I just thought, yeah, I'll go into that. It looks fun, touring with musicians.
It's what you know, isn't it?
It is. And then I got to uni. I sort of fell in love with singing. I joined the University Jazz Orchestra as a singer. And I thought, oh, I like this. And then came out, worked on a cruise ship, started teaching singing and doing a lot more singing. And I thought, I think I need to be a singer. But I also knew I wanted to keep the teaching element. So went more into choirs and workshops as well. But yes, singing. My voice is very musical theatre. It's just that I've not done...
So you're a belter, are you doing?
I am a belter. But I wasn't sure about doing the same 8 shows a week.
Yeah.
I love opening my diary and going, now what am I doing today? I get a kick out of that.
Also maybe like a bit more control over your life. If you're doing somebody else's show all the time and waiting for someone else's phone to ring.
Well, I wouldn't.
If you're a dynamic person, that's hard.
Yeah, and I was going to fall into sort of acting as well. And my dad begged me not to. He said, darling, don't be the one waiting for the phone to ring. You make the phone calls. And I kept that. And I've produced my own shows, more concerts.
Yeah.
But I work with a lot of charities, putting shows on for them, raising them a lot of money. But, you know, it's been...
Pippa's like a racehorse in our relationship. She goes out and she gets all the stuff done.
No, I really think, because showbiz is such a kind of heartbreak kind of place, that if you feel more in control of it and you're making things happen, then that's why I think being a singer is a better career, you know, because you have more control over it,
Definitely.
Don't you?
Yeah.
So tell us about you. Are you more pop singer?
Well, not really. So my background, again, is classical. So I sang in choirs all my life. I went to the Royal Welsh College of Music and Drama in Cardiff, did a music degree there, then decided classical music was not really where I wanted to go, and all my friends were actors, so I decided I was going to be an actor then. So I did an advanced diploma in acting there. Then I ran off to London, try and make it as an actress. And I think my temperament, see, I could have done with your temperament, Pippa, then I'm not going to like that kick-ass kind
of... If we just met a few years earlier.
I was never that confident in pushing myself as a performer. But that didn't mean to say that I couldn't do the job, it were. So I basically...
You weren't pushy enough.
No, basically. So I've just basically... I've just sung... done well and then got another job off the back of it. So that's just over the years, 20 years or so.
And who have you worked with?
Well, I did a lot of backing vocals for different artists. So people like Boy George, Belinda Carlisle, Howard Jones, Misha Paris. So
very impressive. So was that going on tour?
So I've been really lucky, and I've traveled the world, and they're amazing artists as well. I've really thoroughly enjoyed doing
that. You
must learn
a lot from them, actually.
Yeah, hugely. I mean, like being on a tour bus with Boy George for 2 weeks at a time, you'd learn things in life. He's brilliant. He's absolutely brilliant.
I think what's been lovely about you is that despite not pushing yourself, she's a real example of that talent will ultimately, you know, cut through. And you did always get rebooked because you're so bloody good at what you do. But she says she's not good at pushing herself. She is the most incredible person at pushing other people. She motivates, she bigs people up. And you're incredible. You'd have been an amazing agent.
So you're a mentor.
I don't have a problem pushing other people. Yeah. I have a problem pushing myself.
That's very, very normal. I think pushing yourself is, it's nice to pretend. I remember when I was doing PR for my band and I used to pretend to be somebody else, not the lead singer. I remember ringing up somebody once and saying, oh yeah, I'm ringing up about Pussy's Galore. And they went, oh, they're so last year. I went, yes, they are, aren't they? But you know what I mean? It's like so much easier to pretend to be someone else, you know?
I mean, you're just amazing at that, Pippa. I think that's one of the reasons that we click, because we've got strengths and weaknesses together. And I do tend to let Pippa just kind of lead anything to do with vocals, because she's brilliant. You put her in a room and ask her to speak.
I'm a networker. I'm a networker.
And you love picking up the phone going, right, you have no idea how incredible we are. Oh, book us now. Yeah. She's affected. And I'm sat there going like, what have you just said? But then she'll get the job done.
But also, I mean, I'm not an idiot. Of course, there's always someone younger, prettier, slimmer, better. That's a given. So all you can do is just be yourself and say, look, hear us. If you don't like us, don't use us again. But ultimately, I think you'll be really pleased.
I do think that the where we've both put the work in respectively with regards to music and our experiences, and we both draw on that, so that when we are pulling people, you're pulling people in. I'm getting better at it. but when I've got people in front of me in the stage, I'll totally go for it and just make sure that everyone in that room has had a good time. That I feel strongly and passionately about.
Yeah, but you are missing one important thing. I'm a good singer. Lizzie's an insanely good singer.
We're going to hear a bit now.
No, but ultimately, what my point is, don't get me wrong, I know I can do the job, but Lizzie, you are extraordinary. You walk on stage. My mum, who doesn't hand out compliments very easily, says that she thinks Lizzie's one of the best singers she's ever heard in the world.
What?
She absolutely... It's not politically sure. She's pulling her face now.
She's going to have a sip of coffee.
Drink your coffee. She is. So actually, I do have to work harder at doing... That's what I do.
So she raises your game.
Absolutely. Yeah. Singing with this girl has made me a better singer, better performer.
You raise my game. What I love about this one, and I know we're talking about harmony, we can do things off the cuff.
Yeah.
Like, it's like... We were doing something called Battle Proms, which is this big, massive outdoor event commemorating...
Yeah, we just done the last one.
Yeah. So we're at Ragley Hall. I mean, letting you into the secrets now, but we're in Ragley Hall, and I think we just bodged up some kind of lyrics, and then I could hear in the split second what she was doing, and I changed what I was. It was just, we've got this unspoken
language,
thing, and nobody else would have known, and I just love that that kind of professionalism and that.
Until I laughed.
Until you laughed and gave it all
she
away.
She knows how to corpse me. So I'm always the one that cries. The trouble is, when I laugh a lot, I cry. The tears go, and then it's so obvious that I've gone, and she's uncorpsable. My dad's uncorpsable.
It's worth coming to a show just to watch Pippa corpse. It's just, that's part of it, really.
I go, and then I can't sing for about half a verse, and Lizzie ends up on a random harmony going, so we're just not going to have a tune in this bit. You know,
just
no,
me,
it's
then.
Great fun, though.
It's brilliant.
We laugh a lot.
It's very Radio Gorgeous. You're women, you're doing it for yourselves, you're in charge of your careers, you're devising your own show, and you're just going out there and doing it. Anyway, come on, I want to hear your voices.
Oh, what do you sing? What do you want to sing?
Well, you like jazz, don't you?
I love vintage. The word vintage,
woo! Should we do Sisters?
Because that's quite apt for us, isn't it?
Okay.
And sisters, sisters, there were never such devoted sisters. Never seemed to have a chaperone, no sir. I'm here to keep my eye on her. Caring, sharing, every little thing that we are wearing. When a certain gentleman arrived from Rome, she wore the dress and I stayed home. All kinds of weather, we stick together, the same in the rain or sun. Two different faces, but in tight places, we think and we act as one.
Nearly finished.
Those who
still going.
See us.
Josephine's bored.
Know that not a thing can come between us. Many men have tried to split us up, but no one can. Lord help the mister who comes between me and my sister. And Lord help the sister who comes between me and my man.
Wow, you both got...
Oh, you could have joined in, Josephine.
No, I'm scared of being... I'm really scared of being shit next because I'm the opposite of you. I'm totally untrained. I cannot read music. I do everything by ear. I'm...
But
you
listen
know.
To that sassy voice of yours. Yeah, it's yeah. incredible.
Can we caring, come and do your... sharing. Oh. I've got a really
wow.
deep voice.
Wow. Well, we'll come and do your backing vocals.
Yeah. Oh, my. No, you'd be too good. You'd be...
Rubbish.
No. Well, we might work something out. But look, let's... Okay, so that's the vintage. Can yeah. we hear something a bit more up to date now? A bit more like, because you said you do pop or...
Yeah, so don't know, yeah. Could you Ain't Nobody or something like...
Oh, I was thinking, I was going to go with Happy. That's a really cool mashup that Lizzie arranged, which is, it's Happy that goes into Uptown Funk, and then it has a bit of, what's that other one? I can't remember the show. It's another Daft Punk
song. Just start
song.
Singing it and you'll remember it, you know.
Which is a chorus. Because I'm...
Okay, okay.
And go!
Because I'm happy.
Come along if you feel like a roof without a roof. Because I'm happy.
I'm trying to do all the parts.
She's trying to work.
You know what it is? It's because the guys
sing. We need the boys.
I know, the guys sing.
We need the boys, you see, because they're putting these extra harmonies in, which just fattens it out.
So the band are doing a few
with
you.
They sing. Yeah, in that was a bad example, because they're all doing
things. So who are the band?
So we've got our musical director, Matt, and we've got our guitarist, Johan. And then there's depending on what show we're doing, we have more musicians.
Exactly.
But at the Pheasant Tree, it will be piano.
It's all about space.
Well, yeah, because we've got this enormous grand piano on stage. Yeah. So they said you can't have that and 17 other instruments.
No.
So piano and guitar. But our guitarist, Johan, he also plays bass.
I don't think there's an instrument invented that he doesn't play.
No, he also sings higher than you.
Oh my God.
I do actually hate him quite a lot.
Wow. He's incredible. Come to the show just to hear Johan sing.
Yeah.
And then Matt will do backing vocals, but also just give general comedy banter, inappropriate remarks sometimes.
Basically, come for the inappropriate remarks because he exemplifies.
The audience seem to love it.
Let's talk about image and clothes, darling. What do you wear and what do you, you know, what's your image?
Well, I quite like to wear that lovely jumpsuit you're wearing right now.
We wear a few things for the show. We have some lovely sequined short dresses that but nice high neckline, but that gets our legs out. but they're really sort of, they're quite 60s, those dresses, aren't they?
Yeah. Nice.
And then we've
sometimes we'll just do a variation on a colour, you know, so
lovely.
We'll wear the white.
We've got those lovely...
Or we'll wear the black.
Yeah, the off-the-shoulder lacy numbers. They're quite sweet.
Yes. I don't know, we haven't actually discussed what we're going to...
We do this about 2 days before. Yeah. Lizzie tends to be in charge of costumes. Yeah. And then she'll say, I've bought this, turn up in this, wear that bra, wear that, you know, that you're sort
what
of...
What about choreography? Do you do any?
We do a bit, although... For a cabaret show, it always depends on space and things.
Yeah.
And also,
suddenly up a stage at size of a stamp.
We could do a bit more than we do, but to be fair, it's so fluid what we do.
Mm. We react off the audience, we bounce, and we might extend a song if it's going well. We might think this one's not working. So, you know, sometimes.
Yeah. Sounds organic, so you're responding to the moment as opposed to this is a set show.
Exactly,
Absolutely. Yeah. Mm.
No, but costume-wise, Lizzie's got... we've both got good style, but for a stage...
We've all got different shapes and sizes, don't we? So the most important thing is that we feel beautiful and gorgeous as women.
We have typical hang-ups.
So I've known Pippa for a long time, and she's known me for a long time, so we both know each other's body hang-ups. So there are certain things that I absolutely wouldn't wear in a million years that Pippa absolutely rocks, and vice versa. So we just need to... it's just encouraging each other to feel good about ourselves and our bodies.
Okay, so we've got the Pheasantry coming up. What's the plans after that?
We've got Pheasantry. We've actually got a show this Sunday in Frinton as well.
Frinton-on-Sea.
Mm-hmm. Where we're doing the same show. And then
are the tickets available there?
There are, Just phone up the tennis club in Frinton-on-Sea. They've got a great sort of... They've got a great hall there with a stage. It's very... Frinton Tennis Club is where they used to do the pre stuff to Wimbledon. It's got 16 grass courts. It's a very famous tennis. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
So that's going to be
a nice day out.
Some of you might have some holiday homes down there or some beach huts. So if you do and you can't make the Pheasantry,
Is that Suffolk or not?
Essex. Yeah. Yes, it's sort of near Clacton. Mm-hmm. It's
posh Essex.
Posh Essex.
Yeah. They all talk like that down there,
North
don't they?
They don't all talk like that.
They talk like you, don't they?
They do like that. You idiot.
And what other things in the autumn?
I knew you were going to ask me this, and I've got my diary, and I can't remember.
Well, we've got some workshops planned, haven't
we? We've got workshops. Ooh, I want to come on one of your workshops.
Well, we've got vignette shows dotted through. We've got one in Stevenage.
So one Hartford. Of the other things we do. We were talking about the band. It's something called Bandioki. So it's basically karaoke but with a live band. So we really like doing these sessions, and we do them often off the back of a vocal workshop. But the real highlight of that day. And we've just done one recently that went down a storm at St Albans. Is to just have just encouraging people to come and sing and then sing with a live band.
But
and
we'll sort of
my dream.
And we'll do backing vocals as well for everybody.
So. And we're talking, you know, top musicians here. So these you know, singers who often have, well, they're not singers, you know, they often have.
So it's people all different, you know, ranges. So some people could be professionals, some people semi.
Well, generally they're not. They're generally, you know, we've got doctors, teachers, nurses, housewives, househusbands, you know, retired people, people who maybe have very stressful jobs. And just love singing, and they get to be a star for an evening, and we make sure we take photos and we give them good lighting and sound, and they're a star. They're singing on a stage with a top pro band,
and do they bring their own song with them?
They tell us in advance, so we can tell the band that's who's doing that song. So it's all structured out.
It's a real
out.
Good mix of stuff as well.
Yeah. And then we'll do a couple of numbers.
Do you audition the people at all to come in or not?
Not to those. No.
Okay, that's anyone. That's open to anyone.
So
how would people find information about that?
Everything's on our social media. Pippa and Lizzie.
Pippa and Lizzie.
I mean, the vignettes is our cabaret show, but everyone knows us. Our brand is just Pippa and Lizzie, and we're all over.
Because you're on Facebook.
Facebook, Instagram, Twitter.
Yeah, it's facebook.com/Pippa&Lizzie with an IE at the end.
And we always say what we're up to. The workshops are popular because, again, it's just a chance to come and sing for 3 hours being, I don't mean to be big-headed, but expertly taught, and they'll sound gorgeous by the end. We've done Greatest Showman workshops. Mm. We've done musical theatre workshops, jazz workshops. The one that we've just done in the summer, we did Summertime and Summer Nights because we wanted to have a summer theme.
Yeah.
But they also get to do those songs with the band. So everyone gets to be the soloists, but then we'll get everyone who was at the workshop up onto the dance floor, and they all sing the songs they learnt that afternoon with the band as well. So,
and then if you want something a little bit more kind of zhuzhy for next year, we're actually taking a bunch of people to Croatia. And we're doing a workshop out there for 5 days, aren't we, in Split.
There's a lovely company called Singing Holidays who have adopted us as their main they've got a folk couple they use called the Unthanks, who have just done the proms. Actually, they're great. They've got some classical absolute beasts, and then we're their sort of pop musical theatre swing jazz girls, and they're taking us. Sadly, it's sold out, but keep an eye on Singing Holidays website because that's amazing.
They're brilliant.
God, they should. Why don't we do another one next summer? You know, you have to go away again.
I know. It's not the worst life.
Yeah. Yes, I hate.
I just did one in New York. Lizzie's off to.
So I'm going to Italy. I'm doing one with them in Italy in
2 weeks.
In 2 weeks' time, so that'll be nice.
It's nice. They sometimes use us together, and they sometimes book us individually as well. We cope for just about a week without each other.
Don't like it.
We go for therapy.
So where did you live near each other? Or?
We used to,
didn't we? And then I buggered off to Milton Keynes rudely, didn't I?
Yeah.
But I've just moved fairly recently.
Lizzie's family lives.
Where do you live?
I'm near St Albans. I'm in Old Hatfield.
Well, that's not too far.
No,
you're both North London.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, and Lizzie's family are up in the Midlands, and my family are about an hour and a half from me. You know,
we're both a half an hour train ride into London.
That's all
we're fine.
We spend so much time in London. It's obviously got a good train service.
Yeah.
But we travel everywhere, and being north of London is definitely has its perk. You know, all that M25, M1, A1 stretch, you can get anywhere, really.
You don't need to live. I mean, I've lived in London for, like, you know, 15 years all over and around, all about, but you don't need to be in central London to do what we do, as long as you've got a car and you can get about.
I mean, we got
the gigs are all over.
We went to Blackpool the other day.
In a
12-hour turnaround. We got there at 2 a.m. slept in a hotel for 4 hours, did a job in the Blackpool Tower. We had to get 2,000 people singing in harmony in about 25 minutes, and then we got back in the car at 11:30 a.m.
to sing at a wedding.
to sing at a wedding as some friends of ours, which was great. But wow. That's our life. And we were doing Facebook updates and people said, are you joking? You've been in, you know, London, Blackpool and St Albans all in the space of about 14 hours.
And what about personal lives? Do you manage to have any?
What's that?
What is that? Yeah. No, we're very lucky, actually. We've got some amazing people in our life, incredible friends.
Got children, either of you?
Yes, yeah. Well, I'm late at the whole children thing. So I've got a little boy called Billy, who's going to be 2 on Saturday.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. So we're all going down to Frinton, actually.
We are. We've got the gig the day after, so we've sent Billy's coming too. And then I've got 2 boys, Joshua, who's 13, and Matthew, who's 10.
Oh, that's lovely. Yeah,
freak, you don't look it at all.
I did it young. Got it out the way. Well, I knew I wouldn't in my 30s, so I just thought, get it done in my 20s.
Oh, that's really unusual.
I thought I'd wait to my 40s to have my first child.
That's more normal, actually.
Oh, no, I've just given my age away. Can you just delete that?
The average age in London for a woman to have a first child is 40.
Is it?
Yeah. Really?
So you're absolutely bang on, probably.
There we go. Perfect.
Yeah, I'm not having any more when I hit 40,
I'm
just so clear.
No. It's great. Once it's enough and you stop. So it's
I'm done. Yeah, well, my older one is now so much taller than me, it's depressing.
Already?
And my younger one is not far off and his feet are larger than mine. So,
So how do you cope with, because it must be stressful, just, you know, children running around, you don't know where you are, going here, going there. How do you cope? How do you keep your feet on the ground? How do you keep calm?
For me,
how do you keep your energy levels?
I mean, I grew up in this. You know, my mum was touring for 6 weeks with the BBC singers at certain points.
So she left you?
We had au pairs, and dad was filming a Lolo at the time. Mm. And I remember there's been, you know, we had wonderful au pairs, but there'd always be, my parents, there'd be gaps when they weren't there, and then they were around all the time. That's the life.
That's the thing.
That's our industry. And do you know what? Mm. You know, with the boys, I can do the school runs, the pickup. You know, you're around in the day often. Yeah. It's often evenings that we're out, when they're asleep anyway. And from the age of Dot, I had my 2 trained to be, you know, bed early, babysitters no problem. Mm. They're so used to sleeping anywhere, they're really secure kids.
That's perfect.
But it's what you need. I think ultimately with children, I think anyone listening to this will know, a child just wants to feel secure and loved. And actually, there's so much love out there from people. I think we're in a society now where you don't have to have the conventional, you know, family life that so many people do. I think it's our responsibility as parents to make sure our children grow up knowing. Also, this is a women's podcast. I'm a firm believer, as are both my mum and dad, that women have exactly the same working rights. You know, why should it be the mum who has to do, you know, we should, but show our children that just because we're working, we can still be there. And we're being inspirational. I mean, we've both got boys, but if I had a daughter, I would be saying to her, sweet, you go out and you have the same rights as those guys and go and fly, you know. And I'm proud that my sons are seeing mummy being successful, and I hope, you know, whoever
they're
end up with,
fantastic boys. Mm. They really are fantastic boys. Mm. I'm how because about you? Well, because he's 2. He's he's 2.
He's so
you can't really ask.
So it's no.
How do you feel about mummy going to work?
And also, it's like it's so just I've got the hard work stage.
That's the thing, isn't it? Really, and I'm wanting to invest as much time as I can.
You don't want to miss a moment. Yeah.
Well, that's the thing, and it is hard at times to juggle work, and you do feel guilty for having to work. I want to spend as much time as possible with him, but then because my hours can be quite fluid, I can perhaps spend time with him when, you know, 9 to 5 mums probably couldn't, so I could spend more time in the day, and I can bring him to a lot of my work.
He came to our show last week.
Yeah,
I did a massive
two-year-old.
Well, we were doing these massive battle proms, but we were on stage before the Spitfire and the orchestra. We were the warm-up acts. We got 10,000 people in the audience, but it's only a 40-minute show, and so he was in the audience with his grandparents.
And I love the idea that he will think this is so normal that his mummy does this. Yeah. One day he'll grow up and think, "Hang on a minute,
I don't know." I remember being on the Ololo film set. Something must have gone wrong with childcare, and I remember having a speech from my dad saying, "You are going to be absolutely silent," and you know, and I was sort of passed.
And sit there. Yes.
Well, I was, I remember sitting on various, you know, actors in German costumes, Gestapo costumes, French Resistance costumes, and I sort of passed around. And I remember also going to an Abbey Road session that my mum was doing, and being allowed to sit in the control booth. And I must have been 7, and she obviously would have said, "This is my daughter; she will behave." And I remember just being. I think children, they just respond to their environment, and if they're used to it, Billy's just going to grow up. He's so rock and roll.
He doesn't
know
anything else.
So
anyway,
he's got his little ear defenders, which I bought him, Auntie Pippa.
You did. No, it is a juggle. Mm. And it'll probably get a little easier as he grows up.
Yeah, when
he starts going to school. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But also, they become more controllable. You know,
still got to make sure it doesn't fall down the stairs. Yeah. Yeah. There's that point where suddenly your children
age four. Yeah. That's why they'll allow them into school.
I like it when they can get their own breakfast. That's when you can have the line. When you've fallen in the door at 3 a.m.
I can't wait till he makes me some breakfast. That would be nice.
Yeah, well, that hasn't happened to me yet, and I've got a 19-year-old.
Might bring me cups of tea now. They go, Mum, you got in late last night from your gig. I bought you a cup of tea. I think that's
good training.
Honestly, they are going to make someone very happy when they're older.
Well, I'm so excited for you, and I really, really hope I can come to your concert because I want to sing with you and raise the roof.
Oh, thank you. It's been so lovely sitting here.
Thank you so much. Oh. Really enjoyed it being on the red bed.
Absolutely. Yeah. Do come and say hi to us, listeners, as well. We'd love to chat to you on social media. Come find us on Pippa and Lizzie. Yes.
Yeah, so tell us how they find you. Just Pippa and Lizzie.
Pippa and Lizzie, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. And we're very good at replying to messages. Google us. But we're very chatty, very friendly. And if you're coming to one of our shows, please come say hi.
Yeah. Yeah. And introduce yourselves.
Definitely. Thank you so much, both for coming on to Radio Gorgeous.
Thank you so much.
We will see you soon.
Yeah.
Absolute pleasure. And for more incredible women, you can always try radiogorgeous.com. Thank you.